Second Trump assassination attempt sparks bipartisan calls for better security. By Paul Bois on September 15, 2024. The latest assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump's life on Sunday, the second to happen this year, has sparked bipartisan calls for better security. Members of Congress in both parties are pressing for former President Trump to receive enhanced Secret Service protection following a second apparent assassination attempt against him on Sunday, Axios reported on Sunday. Democrats and Republicans were resolute in their calls for better security. All major presidential candidates ought to receive the highest level of presidential protection. Anything less than maximum protection is a self-inflicted wound that puts our nation's stability at grave risk, said Representative Richie Torres, DNY. Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, said on X, another assassination attempt on President Trump today by someone hiding in the bushes at Trump International Golf Club with a rifle and scope. Thankfully, another tragedy was averted and the suspect is in custody. Great job by law enforcement, but as election nears, he should have same security level as the sitting president. Representative Nick Langworthy, RNY, said in a statement, given the escalating threats, I'm calling on President Biden to issue President Trump the same security levels afforded to a sitting president to ensure his safety. During a press conference on Sunday, Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw said that the security perimeter at the golf course could only be so wide due to him being a presidential candidate as opposed to a sitting president. You got to understand the golf course is surrounded by shrubbery, said Bradshaw. When somebody gets into the shrubbery, they're pretty much out of sight. At this level, Trump is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have the entire golf course surrounded. The White House said in a statement, the president and vice president have been briefed about the security incident at the Trump International Golf Course, where former President Trump was golfing. They are relieved to know that he is safe. They will be kept regularly updated by their team. In a separate post on X, Vice President Kamala Harris said she had been briefed on the incident and added, I am glad he is safe. Violence has no place in America.